Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels, live from the Cheesehead TV podcast room in Midtown Manhattan. Hope you all had a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Let's get going with this short week. OTA open practice number 2 coming at you later this afternoon. In the meantime, always good to chat up. Fine folks from Packers fandom all over the world, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Good to see you in the comment section, along with everybody else starting us off here out of June. It reminds me of our good friends over at the Aaron Jones Youth Football Pro Camp. Make sure you head to the Youth Football Pro Camp website. The link will be in the description of this video when I am finished. You can use code CheeseheadTV to get 10% off for Aaron Jones Youth Football Pro Camp, July 7th in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Use code CheeseheadTV for 10% off. It's a good time. You see there, Aaron really interacting with the kids. Good time. Great reviews last summer from everybody who attended. Make sure you check that out. And also, I want to give a shout out to some new friends of ours over there. Some good friends over at ballparkblueprints.com. You want to check out a great classic alternative to the usual photography-based sports posters that get relegated to the basement or the man cave. Check this out. That's right. An old-school Lambo print. You want one of these, folks. Look at that. These prints look like art. People love hanging them in a den, a living room, or a professional office because they're old-school and sharp from a design perspective. What makes them a really great Father's Day gift for the sports fan, dad gets to support his favorite team, and everyone else actually likes the way it looks on the walls. Head to ballparkblueprints.com, and I'll throw up the link here in the chat momentarily. There you go. Love it, folks. Love it. Boom. There it is in the comments section. Make sure you check that out. You want one of those on your wall. I'm going to be having one in my living room soon enough. Good to see everybody in the comments. Hello. Good morning. Make sure you use code CheeseheadTV when you go that use that ballpark blueprint. You get 10% off. You want to do it, people. We'll start with Tyler. What's up, Tyler? Good morning. Thanks for the super chat. Did Corey make Matt LaFleur his namesake cocktail? He did not. Coach wasn't there very long. We hung out, I want to say about a little over an hour there at Corey's place last week. I was up in Green Bay last Thursday. Matt made the arduous trip across Lombardi Avenue over to Corey's place, and we just had a nice chat, just hanging out. Didn't create any content, didn't do an interview or anything. We're just hanging out, but, no, Corey didn't make the La Floridora. I think we just, asked what Coach wanted, and there was plenty on offer in the beer fridge, and he just stuck to that. But I'm sure next time Matt comes over, we'll get a La Floridora up in there. Rogers hurt toe. What's going on, man? Love the pick with Matty LaFleur. Hopefully you commented on his perfect eyebrows. Two legends in one picture. I did not say a word about his eyebrows, but they were on point. Absolutely. Justin, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Are the Packers front runners in the Will Compton sweepstakes? He has a pretty good relationship with both LaFleur and Bisaccia. I would suspect that's probably something they have talked about inside 1265 Lombardi, but I would be surprised if Brian Gutekunst actually pulled the trigger on that. That doesn't mean it can't or won't happen, but is that something that they'll entertain? Possibly, but it's not a move I would suspect they make, but you never really know. Stay tuned to that one. Steven, how do you decide on the titles of videos, Nags? Sheer boredom, really, in the off season. Who knows? This one obviously is a dedication to breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo, except it's OTA's 2 Electric Boogaloo, because it's the second open OTA practice, How's it going, Nags? How you doing, Donald? Who gets more rushing yards this year, Quadzilla or Showy Time? Good question. I'm going to go with Aaron Jones simply because I think he's going to get a few more opportunities, but that doesn't mean that AJ ain't going to be busting heads and, racking up the yardage, because I think he will. But I do believe Aaron Jones will have a few more. In that photo with Matt LaFleur, it was weird to see you without a hat. It was weird to be without a hat, but, I just wasn't wearing one that day. So it's the way it is. Still hoping for Julio down by the schoolyard. Danny, I wouldn't hold your breath on that one. Not to say it's impossible, but I would suspect, unless there's, a few injuries along the way, either in the offseason or during training camp, I would be surprised if they made that move. Now, could they? Absolutely. Again, Is it something they'll probably talk about? I do not doubt it, but I think they're going to see what they've got first. And who knows what Julio's asking for money-wise. You know, the Packers aren't going to outlay some huge salary or bonus or guarantee for an aging wide receiver who can't stay on the field. That is not going to happen. What else we got here? What else we got? We got Chris. What's going on, man? It feels like yesterday I was leaving work and heard Peter Rosenberg say, reports say Rodgers has told people he does not want to return to Green Bay. Well, that was a long time ago. So let's leave it in the past. Kill it if you have to quote Kylo Ren. I'm down with that. Jim, are you going to London? I am going to London, as is Corey. We will be in London for the weekend. And yes, that Saturday before the game, we will have some kind of Cheesehead TV get together. So we'll see you there. It's going to be a good time. New contract for Coach. Dan, I know, I think it was Pete Doherty who reported a couple months ago that those discussions had begun for both LaFleur and Gutekunst. So I would suspect those probably get done this offseason, and I would think they would announce them prior to the start of training camp. That would be my guess. No inside info, just complete guesswork, but I suspect that's when that will happen. That will be the timing there. But yes, I'd be, you know, flabbergasted if he's allowed to go into this season as a lame duck coach. Booked our London flight, Nick. Awesome. We're getting our hotels booked, I believe, this week, and then we'll get their flights done. Morning, Andrew. How are you? Okay, so how do you like the new Obi shows? Tony, I'm excited. Don't love them. I like them a lot. I'm really interested to see where it goes and how it progresses. I've got a lot of nits to pick, but it's not the time or the place. Is Green Bay the home team in London? Yes, Mr. Tundra, they are. I suspect there will be a large green and gold presence versus the Giants that day. But yes, this was a home game that if they weren't traveling to London, this would have been played in Lambeau. This would have been their ninth home game. That's something with the 17-game season the Packers will have every other year. And this year, it just happens they're headed to London. But in 2 years' time, they will have nine home games. Every other year, nine home games. Chris, what's up, man? Just saying, times move so fast. It's June already. I know. Thank goodness, man. Thank goodness. Let's get closer. In fact, by the way, FYI, as of today, it's 100 days until football season. We're almost below triple digits. Let's get it. What will Lazard's contract look like? David, that's a great question. Who knows if he even gets one? Maybe he just plays on the tender, which is completely possible. It's not a foregone conclusion that he's going to get an extension. And I know, was it Florio who put it out there that, you know, there are those maybe in his camp or somewhere else who believe he wants to angle to try and get to Denver, play with Hackett out there. So who knows? I do not doubt for a second that he will be in camp. We'll see what the Packers do. I believe they have until June 13th. And after then, they can reduce his tender if they so choose. But I believe that's after the minicamp, so he would probably be able to sign it and still not show up, which seems to be his purview this summer. But we'll see how it plays out. Now, hey, I say all that, and they could come to an agreement on a contract extension by this afternoon. We'll have to see how it plays out. And if that were the case, I would suspect it would be somewhat team-friendly. I don't think they're going to break the bank for Alan Lazard. But because of that, I think Lazard wants to go into this season being somewhat the primary guy without Davante Adams and pump up those numbers and then hit free agency at the end of the season. I suspect that's his game plan, and it makes all the sense in the world. We need Lazard. He'll be there. He'll be there. Don't worry. He'll be back for training camp. Jamal, Aaron Jones, Dylan, we're in the middle of a run of my favorite running backs personality-wise, feeling blessed. Doug, they are great guys to like root for, right? No doubt. Their infectious enthusiasm, the way they carry themselves, the way they carry the G, as it were. It's great stuff. I love it. I'm right there with you. Oz, have fun at the coffee shop, buddy. Good to see you. Hope you're well. Next. Tired of the Packers QB problem narrative. No mention of the Bears 40-year QB problem. Come on. Brandy, I hear you, but it clicks, you know? People read those things. People talk about those things. Those are the narratives that drive the league. And the Packers just happen to be in a moment, a window where they're going to be in transition sooner rather than later. It is going to happen. At some point, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Now, maybe it's in, you know, a year or two, what have you, but it's going to happen. And in that time, it is going to be talked about. That's just the nature of the beast. Not much you can really do about it. And you don't, the reason the Bears don't get mentioned is like, they're still searching. They've been searching forever. That's just who they are. You know, the Packers having questions or, you know, an uncertain future at the position, that is very rare in the sense of every 16 years or so, the Packers finally have to move on from one of their great quarterbacks, or so has been the case the last two guys. So it's an unfortunate, you know, unfortunate byproduct of the media landscape we find ourselves in. But I tell you what, much rather this than, you know, the search for a quarterback, because that's, you think this is annoying, just wait till that happens. Rodgers hurt toe. What's up, man? Will Love be a focal point in training camp even when Rodgers comes back, since it's a huge offseason for him? Not really. I don't suspect that he'll get much more in the way of reps than he did last season. I think they'll prepare him for those preseason games. There's no question about it. But you've got to do the installs. You've got to get Aaron on the same page with these young wide receivers. You've got to get the offense in shape and ready for week one, especially considering how big an egg they laid week one last year. I suspect Aaron's going to get the majority of the reps, as he always does, and Jordan's going to have to make do and make the best of the reps he's got. You know, the business of winning football games and preparing Jordan is one thing, and certainly helps the team in a, you know, somewhat less significant way, but it helps the team. There's no doubt about it. But you can't do it at the expense of getting the offense ready with your starter, which is obviously Aaron. Jeezy Baby, what's up, man? Love the picture of that really good-looking fella and Coach Matt on your Facebook. Thank you, Jeezy Baby. That's very kind of you. I did have someone say on Twitter, like, it's hard to believe that these two people are the same species. And you know what? Fair. I get it. Good day from London. Good day from New York City, Dale. I hope you're well. Hope old Blighty is treating you well. Mike Witt, what's up? Nags is complicated too, Jeezy. You better believe I'm a complicated fella. No doubt about it. Do you think Magic Man could have had one hell of a career had he not lost his job to what was waiting in the reins? I believe you mean on, like, in the wings. I think he could have had a good career. I don't think he would have been a great. I don't think he would have been, you know, Favre's level, obviously, or Rodgers' level in any way, shape, or form. I think he would have been a very good starting quarterback. But, you know, there's no way he becomes what we've had over the last 30 years at the quarterback position. But yes, I think he could have been a very good starter in the league. No question. What? No love for Barry? Why wasn't he invited to Corey's? What's funny, Corey hung out with Joe Barry a couple weeks ago. True story. Fun times. Newman going to start at right guard? Good question, Clayton. I think he'll be given the opportunity to compete, but I think they've drafted a lot of dudes the last couple years along the offensive line. I think that position battle is going to be wide open. I know right tackle is probably the one that people have really circled and kind of looked to. I know we expect Yosh to step out there and probably get that start, but I think there will be a battle in camp. And I think some of these rookies, some of these younger guys, they'll be kind of rotating guys throughout camp would be what I would suspect. And it's going to be something to watch. No doubt about it. I do think Newman, yes, will get a chance, but I also think any number of different combinations are going to get the opportunity to work there. So that's one of the things, obviously, along with how the wide receiver depth chart falls, that's one of the going to be the highlights of camp, I would suspect, is how that battle plays out. I distinctly remember thinking, we have a QB when Magic showed his stuff. Little did we know. Seriously. Danny, only concerns left, wide receiver one, edge depth, cornerback depth. I only agree with one of those. Edge depth is the one where I think, you know, they've got to probably add something there. But wide receiver one, who cares who wide receiver one is? Doesn't matter. They're mixing and matching. It just depends on who your opponent is. And, you know, what they have on hand, they can win a boatload of ball games with. There is zero question about that. I have no. Where is it? Wide receivers, golden retrievers, family of beavers, don't care. Packers still dropping 30. That's right. It's on my shirt, for God's sakes. Yeah, I'm not concerned about that at all. Cornerback depth. Look, I understand that, like, past the first three guys, there's a lot of question marks. No doubt about it. But you can't be so dismissive of the talent they have. Three. I mean, most teams are lucky to have one guy. The Packers have three guys. And then Packers fans are like, oh, but we don't have any depth. Well, yeah, but they got three dudes who can start in the nickel. And the nickel is basically base these days. Well, that's you're sitting pretty. I mean, yes, do they need somebody to step up from that depth, from the Shamar Jean Charles of the world? Yeah, of course. But man, I'm not sitting here fretting about it in any way, shape, or form. I mean, that's roster building. You know, you got to have these young guys. Some of these guys step to the fore. Maybe they find someone out on the street. Maybe they pluck somebody off a practice squad, much like they did with Rasul last year. Maybe they trade for someone. A lot of ways it could go. But right now, I'm not. There's no concern there. But Edge, now there, I understand. Now that I think that's something they got to look at. That's one of those things where I think they'll be continuously looking at, you know, other teams, maybe practice squads, maybe a trade, possibly someone sitting on the street. But when your plan is to roll in Garvin as your rotational guy, and then I guess Tipa, I don't know. Now maybe they can do, you know, Walker can play out on the edge a little bit. We know he did a little bit of that in college, and they've talked about utilizing him in that way and passing downs. So there will be some kind of ways to mitigate that. But yeah, I do think that's a position where you really think that there's a good chance that they bring one or maybe even two people in along the way. People forget we picked up Rasul in the middle of the season. Good has shown more than enough ability to find guys to fix a problem. Very much agreed, Chris. Very much agreed. Next, is learning press and zone as a newer cornerback Stokes like the equivalent of new wide receivers learning with Fleur's and Rodgers' offense? I would say the wide receivers are probably in a much tougher space because they have a lot to do as far as what they did in college versus what they're going to be asked to do in the NFL is just night and day. I think I've referenced it before, but I think, was it Vrabel's? One of the coaches a couple years ago mentioned when the guys at the wide receiver position are coming up from college, they were asked to run maybe 6-7 different routes, you know, at most. And then they get to the pros and there are almost 100 different variations on those routes, you know, things that you've got to learn as far as if then that, you know, if they play this type of leverage, then I have to do this. And then if they rotate to a zone, I've got to do this. And you've got to do all that like that and be on the same page with Aaron Rodgers while you're doing it. That ain't easy. Now, that's not to dismiss, you know, how difficult it is for, say, a wide receiver who maybe played majority press man coverage in college, right, or two man, and now is being asked to play a lot more zone with his eyes in the backfield, and know how to feel where voids are and take up space, and be at the same time keep their eyes on the quarterback and be able to kind of feel how route combinations are breaking and know which guy is yours. And the Packers play a lot of match man where it starts looking like zone. And then depending on how the combinations are put together by the route trees and the concepts, guys have like, you have this guy, you have that guy, depending on how they break. If the guy's going outside, this guy's going inside. I was watching the Vikings game, the first Vikings game last night. And there's a third down. I think it was the initial third down. They'd ran a zone blitz and Henry Black gets smoked just because he misses exactly what we're talking about here. He's playing a zone, but he has no feel for Jefferson coming in behind him. And those are the types of things, man, where it's like, you've got to be able to be on point in every aspect. And yeah, it can be a difficult transition. No doubt about it. No question. Chris, what's up, man? Okay. But imagine we took Aikman. How different could it be? It could be very different, but we wouldn't have gone on the path that we eventually went down with Ron Wolf and Brett Favre and the revitalization of Lambeau. Everything happened for a reason. Bob Harlan came in and saved the entire franchise. So, yes, would it have been different? No doubt about it. But I'm very glad it fell and kind of unfolded the way it did. No doubt about it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to keep going. I'm going to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.